Craig McSwain, and we're at Penner, Sharp Point Road in Penner, at our property where we run Craigie Island Highlands.
Yes, I'm Alison Scott, and yes, we breed Scottish Highland cattle here on our 100-acre farm.
And you had a very good result at the Royal Hobart Show. Tell us about that, Alison.
Yes, for the first time, Highland cattle received the Grand Champion Interbreed Award in the beef cattle section at the Highland Show. We were exhibiting our Black Bull Gilbrook in the Senior Bull section. And, he was awarded Grand Champion Interbreed Bull this year.
And a fantastic result, because the Highland cattle were the feature cattle of the show.
Yes, they were the feature breed this year, and which was really good, because we sort of been working the last few years to get the numbers up at the show. So to be feature breed this year was a good acknowledgement of that. And yeah, we managed to get five studs to the show this year, and I think 22 animals, which is a big number for Highlands in Tassie.
I just took a photo of the bull, and he's very photogenic. He's beautiful, beautiful animal.
He is, yep, he is. We're very proud to have him here. We've had him since he was...
we've had him 4 years.
4 years, yes, so since he was 6 years old now. So we didn't breed him. We brought him in from the mainland, so he's bred in South Australia. But, yeah, we're very proud to be owners of him.
How big was he when you brought him here?
Well, a fair bit smaller, so he would have been probably around... maybe 300-400 kilos when we got him, and he's now at the show, he weighed in 826 kilos.
Alison, you had to lead him around the showground. Was that daunting?
He's a pretty quiet bull, so I know his temperament, and I've spent a lot of time with him, but he is also, I know how strong he is, and when you're in the ring with other testosterone-fueled bulls and young heifers, yeah, can be a little bit nervous on the inside, but we did okay.
What happens to him now with regard to his future? You had some comments from the judge, who was from Queensland, which were pretty good comments, I believe.
Yeah, they were. Yeah, we had Troy down from Queensland. So we've been using him for a few years now, but we're going to keep him on. We're really happy with his progeny that he's given us, and we've actually brought in another bull from the mainland to go over some of his offspring. But we're keen to keep him going for a while. But some feedback we did get from the judge was to look at possibly collecting him and doing some work with his semen in the country and possibly even internationally. So that was some good recognition there.
Yeah, so collecting straws and sending them wherever.
Yeah, correct.
Overseas.
Yes.
Yep. Maybe to Scotland.
Maybe, you never know. It's a pretty big thing for us to consider. We sort of weren't expecting that sort of feedback. So, we'll take it on board and see where that leads us.
Alison, what's the history here with the time you've spent setting up this beautiful farm? And just to let people know, when they fly in from anywhere else into Hobart Airport, if you look to the left, you can see it. Or you look to the right, if you're coming from the south, beautiful part of the world with the water surrounding it. Must have been magic when you first discovered it and thought, hey, we can have this.
Yeah, well, we weren't actually thinking cattle when we first found the property. Like, my mum was an avid horse rider, and I grew up with ponies and pony club and all that. So, and Craig was keen to have his own horse. So when we were living in Melbourne at the time, because Craig's from Melbourne. So we're just looking around for a horse property. So that's sort of what we thought at first. And then when we'd looked at a few other places and that were a bit smaller and a bit more in our budget, and then we saw this one was a little bit more than we were willing to spend, but yeah, it was magic, and we just fell in love with it when we first saw it.
And where did the Highland cattle come from, the decision to concentrate on them when horses would have probably been easier?
Yeah, we still have some horses, but I think at the time, there were a couple of reasons why we started looking at cattle. One of them was to help with some parasite control on the property. It was suggested to us that we get some cattle to help with that for the horses, basically. And we were adjusting the part of the property that the cattle are on were back to the family that sold us the property initially. And then we thought, maybe we should do something ourselves. So Highlands were never really on the radar. We sort of saw them by chance, I guess, on Gumtree. They were just Gumtree cattle to start with. We were actually looking for, I'm not sure exactly what, some Belties or something. But then I saw the Highlands and pretty much convinced Alison to have a go at them. So we got them, and then we got the bug from there. And since then, we've worked hard to turn into a registered breeding stud and import stock from the mainland. So we've imported females from the mainland to get us going. Yeah, we're on our fourth mainland bull.
So what's the business plan? What actually happens with the cattle that you breed and the cattle that you sell? Who's buying them, and what are they buying them for?
Yeah, so we, because of the looks and the cuteness factor of some of them, we do get a lot of inquiries from the hobby farmers who just want some friendly pets. And we will halter train all our sales animals so that they're suitable for that. But our main focus is we are now serious stud breeders, and we're aiming to always increase our quality, and we're now getting recognition from the mainland. And when we initially imported breeding stock from the mainland, we are now selling back to other studs on the mainland. So we have registered heifers, we'll sell them, and some bulls. So we've sold to Victoria and New South Wales, and possibly we'll have a bull going to Western Australia early next year. So.
Boy, mm-hmm. Change around.
Yeah.
Our guests are Craig and Alison from Craggie Island Highlands at Penna. Where did the name come from?
I'm not sure exactly how we did it. It was a bit, I think we came up with a name. It was a bit of a play on my name, the fact that we'd got a lot of water around us with that island theme, but and Craggie Island from the, I'm not sure if people will know, I'll probably show our age a little bit, but there was a program called Father Ted and they lived on Craggie Island. It was a bit of a comedy. So yeah, we sort of strung that together. It never really was intended to be used as our business name or anything, but it stuck.
And, it stuck.
Yeah, it did stick.
You talk about water all around. What about water on the land? What's the situation?
Very dry. We're low rainfall property as it is. The last 2 years, sort of pretty much ongoing drought, and we've been relying on and hand feeding a lot. So we do struggle with that, and we do have to manage our numbers carefully to fall within those constraints.
What water have you got?
We have town water connected. We've got a bore that's been sunk. We've never used it, but we've got plans to. Yeah, that's and a water hole, and yeah, that's about it. So yeah, we do struggle for rainfall here, but yeah, we make do, and we've adjusted our program to suit as best we can.
I mean, the shoots of green around with the grass, and obviously, how many hectares have you got here?
We're on 40 hectares, and the cattle are on about half of it, aren't they? About 50-50. So yeah, they run on half of it, and yeah, we sort of tried to manage our numbers better. We're probably overstocked as we sort of grew. We got in quite large numbers and then down selected from that and kept the best, which probably gave our breeding program a little bit of a boost because we cut pretty hard from there. And
but they're pretty good when it comes to feed. They'll eat practically anything.
Yes, yeah, they're good foragers. They don't need anything special to do well. Their horns help them. They're part of their digestive system, and they will help them do well off more marginal pasture. So that
I suppose that's one thing that scares a lot of people off is the fact that they've got the horns, but they're very important to them, as you were saying there.
Yes, so they're part of their digestive system. They also have a role in thermoregulation, so controlling their temperature. So there are people that are breeding them with other cattle to come up with a polled breed, and they can be dehorned. But once you move the horns from an animal with long hairy coats like that and play around with their temperature system, that's something we'd rather leave them intact. Yeah.
And one thing I noticed about the bull, what was his name again?
Gilbrook.
Gilbrook.
Yep.
I couldn't see his eyes.
Yeah, we often get, when we're out showing or on display, we often get comments from the public, how do they see? It's a very common question. But they certainly manage all right. You know, he'll be able to spot you walking up, no problem at all.
No, I know he knew the camera was on him before and he was posing away. Well, look, congratulations on what you're doing. It's obviously working. When you win show medals or show ribbons, it's good.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Tony, and thanks for taking the time and coming to see us.
Oh, it's a pleasure to come out to a property like this.
Thanks, Tony.
Thank you.